Namaskar. Last Saturday, we did a show on the Videocon ICICI loan saga. We spoke about how Videocon was given a loan by ICICI Bank. We spoke about the relationship between Mr. Venugopal Dhoot and Mr. Deepak Kochar, the husband of Chanda Kochar, Managing Director, ICICI Bank. And we got a lot of response from our viewers, hell of a lot of response from our viewers. So basically, today, we have some updates for you on the story. So we'll A, share with you the updates, and two, we will also try and answer some of your queries that you sent us. Now, we're going to cover all of those queries. But before that, I take you to my business editor, Akhilesh.
Yes, Sujit.
Yeah, hi. Akhilesh, we got a hell of a lot of questions from our viewers.
Okay,
a lot of them which we'll try and discuss today. Before I get into all that, Akhilesh, tell me, what is the latest? What is the update on the story?
Sujit, when we met on Saturday and we were discussing this affair, which is turning out to be very questionable, at that point of time, we were just discussing with the CBI preliminary inquiry, which had been registered in mind. Of course, we said no case has been launched, but a preliminary inquiry has started. And the inquiry had started a month ago. So our entire focus of discussion was the fact that CBI has got into investigating to see whether there was any misdoing conducted. What we didn't mention at that point of time was that even SEBI has started looking into the case to see whether there was any failure of governance on the part of ICICI Bank and whether there was any lack of disclosures under the SEBI requirements. A new development which has got reported now is that the Enforcement Directorate, the ED, has also got into the game. They are conducting a preliminary inquiry. Even they haven't registered a case, but they are conducting a preliminary inquiry into the entire affair. So what is reported is that they are going to look at and investigate whether there was any criminal breach of trust, there was any misappropriation of funds, whether there was any financial disclosure lapses, and whether there were any FEMA lapses. So the ED has come in with a wider spectrum. And the ED is in touch with SEBI, as it is reported, and also the Reserve Bank of India, because now they are gathering the information. So the scope has been widened to that extent that the ED is also now involved. So if you actually look at it, like in case of any investigation, CBI is involved, SEBI has got involved. I'm sure RBI is on the scene, probably giving data to various agencies. And the ED is also now involved to look into pretty serious charges, because charges like criminal breach of trust, misappropriation of funds, whether there was any violation under the FEMA Act, are serious charges. So we are sitting on that at this moment, Sujit.
So Akhilesh, now I want to, and like a lot of our viewers have asked us, I want to go back on this collective responsibility thing.
Right.
Somebody called us and said, look, you know what? It is fair, because the entire board was aware that Deepak Kochar was the husband of Chanda Kochar. The entire board was aware that the loan given to, there was a huge amount of loan to an extent of 4,500 crore given to Videocon. And Mr. Venugopal Dhoot and I think his brother were also partners with Mr. Deepak Kochar in some other company, which is New Energy Renewables. Okay, everybody knew about this. So what is it wrong? Why is it wrong when a board says that we are, it is a collective decision and we are, we stand by the chairman? They are saying, look, it has been a transparent deal. How far do you agree to it?
Sujit, see, the issue is something like this. What has been done is a very clear conflict of interest. If a loan is given and the spouse of the person who heads the bank gets financial favors by way of investment or whatever be the format, it's a very direct nexus. And in such a situation where there has been a violation of basic corporate governance, ICICI is not anyone to self-certify itself that everything was right. They are not supposed to give a certificate to themselves. And so an outside agency, an appropriate outside agency, comes into picture. It comes into picture to decide now, was the disclosure adequate, as you're saying, as ICICI claims? What was Chanda Kochar's role in the loans that were sanctioned? What was Chanda Kochar's role when the loans to Videocon were being discussed in the credit meeting of ICICI? Was the disclosure adequate and timely enough? did the board really collectively agree with it that, okay, all right, it's okay. We are giving a loan to Videocon and your spouse is receiving an investment, maybe not there again, but somewhere or the other, it has transacted. Because ICICI's chairman, Mr. N.K. Sharma, when he held a press conference, and of course, interestingly, where he refused to take questions from the press, all that he said was, we have reviewed it. It was a very terse statement he gave. We have reviewed, there was no nepotism, there was no conflict of interest, and there was no quid pro quo. It is not they who now, in such a situation, are supposed to certify their own character. So, outside agencies do come into picture. So, if our viewers say that, well, ICICI said all is well, but ICICI is not supposed to now say all is well. ICICI itself becomes an interested party in this. And so an external agency, an appropriate external agency, gets into picture. Now, if you look at it, the first agency that reportedly got into the game was SEBI. Because SEBI is concerned about violations in terms of disclosure of interest, in terms of corporate governance, and probably somewhere because SEBI did not get the comfort that was needed. Because remember, ICICI or anybody is not denying that some transactions took place. So maybe because SEBI was not satisfied, it expanded to CBI. And maybe because CBI is now conducting its own steps of coming on to something which we are not aware of, and we would not want to make any incriminating statement on that. But yet, now ED has come into picture. So the process cannot be one that stops at the doorstep or authority of ICICI. Let external agencies look into it. And if all is well, we would be very happy to say that, well, it was investigated and nothing wrong was found. But if not all is well, then appropriate action under the law would have to be taken.
Achilles, that is one. Second is, see, what gives the ICICI board the right to give somebody a clean chit or otherwise? For the simple reason that, like you rightly said in our last session, Supreme Court has passed an order where it equates a bank employee to a government servant. So in that case, how can a board just, you know, in on their whims and fancies, just give
a... The board cannot self-certify.
Absolutely. The yes. fact... Yeah, so the health certification which the board actually went and did in front of press, that itself is null and void because they don't have the right, do they?
Yes, yes, yes. They are certainly not one to judge their own acts in a situation like this. And interestingly, like I said, and I repeat, the transactions are not being denied. What is also not being denied is the loan to Videocon went bad. It is an NP account. And interestingly, when Mr. Venugopal Dhoot was questioned by the press, his answers were contradictory or they were not consistent. So, an external agency does come into picture, Sujit.
Absolutely. So, the fact remains that Akhilesh, now once again here, the transaction was not denied. The fact that Mr. Deepak Kochar and Venugopal Dhoot was in a joint venture or in a partnership in this new venture, New Energy, was not denied.
In fact, let me interrupt. Yeah. Venugopal Dhoot is also on record saying that having a relationship doesn't mean that the acts would be criminal. So he also doesn't deny the relationship.
Correct. So none of the things ICICI giving loans to Videocon has not been denied. ICICI chairman having a business relationship with Chanda Kochar, managing director's husband, Deepak Kochar, not been denied. The fact that the loan has gone NPA, not been denied. So nothing has been denied.
Interestingly, what has gone wider in the ongoing inquiry is, like we had discussed on Saturday, a sum of 325 crore had come to New Power Renewables from a Mauritius and Cayman Islands route.
Correct.
Now, even that is being investigated. It needs to be looked into whether there was any kind of a violation, because the money seems to have come on very favorable terms to Mr. Kochar. And, well, who are the intermediaries in all this? So, an investigation happening and being conducted by an external agency is a fair thing. And like Absolutely. I said, we hope nothing is wrong. And it would be very nice to see that, the Kochar family is not held guilty about it.
Acha, one more thing, Akhilesh, before we go further. There is a note saying, look, it is not a criminal case that is filed against either Mr. Deepak Kochar or Venugopal Dhoot of Videocon. We have never called it any sort of case. We are reiterating that the CBI has filed a PE, a preliminary inquiry, a month ago, and that's all we say. there has been no case registered. We also are saying the same thing. We have not said anything other than that in both our analysis. You know, Akhilesh, another very interesting thing, a lot of people are writing about, you know, UPA government's mistake, NDA government mistake. I think we should go beyond politics on this one.
I think this has nothing to do with politics.
Absolutely.
For the simple reason, you can't expect the Prime Minister of a country, whether it is Mr. Manmohan Singh or Mr. Narendra Modi, to be in every nook and corner of the country. I don't think it has to do with that. It has to do with failure of systems and institutions. And that is where the issue is.
And the fact that if there is no step, if there is no definitive step taken on this particular case, when it is such an open and shut case, at least to a lay eyes and to a layman, I am a layman and I see this as an open and shut case. Maybe I am wrong. I hope I am. But the fact is, if there is no action taken on a case like this, I think this is what is going to lead to further such cases, Akhilesh. Would you agree?
What I agree on is that if there are instances like this, they need to be investigated. And if they are investigated, it is not because there is any witch hunting or persecution or a vindictive approach, but because the law of the land has to be upheld. And if the law of the land is not upheld, then, well, there is going to be disaster and anarchy.
Okay, but Akhilesh, another question that again is pertaining to politics, but all the same, there's a viewer who wrote to us saying that, you know, possibly because the present government is tightening screws of the bank, that is how such cases have been surfacing. If not, such cases wouldn't have surfaced. Is that true?
So you see, what we are not aware of is the circumstances in which this particular case has surfaced, because this was a transaction dating back to 2010 and 2012. So we are really not aware of it. It would not be correct to, you know, indulge in guesswork in something like this. But what I can actually see is that, let's go a little back, a couple of weeks earlier, SFIO had issued summons to, the managing director of Axis Bank as well as ICICI Bank. Okay. And there were summons that were issued to them personally. Like I said, we don't know what's transpired out of them. But maybe one thing has led to another, because once, it's like this. Once you find that there has been some wrongdoing, maybe something else was stumbled on. But the timing is something we would not be aware of. But we would certainly say that the whistleblower put these facts before the authorities in March 2016. We are now in 2018. It's a two-year lapse.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Akhilesh. Thank you so much for your time. We promise our viewers we will be on top of this. We will be keeping them updated almost on a daily basis on what is the development on this particular case. We will definitely be keeping our eyes and ears open on this one. And we will ensure that whatever we find, we will be sharing it with our viewers. Thank you so much, Akhilesh, once again for your time. And Yes, Akhilesh.
All that I would want to add is, we hope there is a good, fair investigation. We hope that none of the agencies, including ICICI, is concealing any facts. And we hope that the outcome is one where the law of the land is upheld, such that if somebody is innocent, well, nothing happens. But if somebody is not, then the law should take its own course.
You couldn't have closed it better. Perfect. Yes, Akhilesh, I completely agree to you. We'll see our viewers soon. Namaskar.